I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Any seat in any theater showing vantage point is a disadvantage point. This is a crazed and crazy-making thriller that claims to be patterned on Rashomon. That's the Japanese classic that reenacts a double crime from four different points of view. The crime in this case is assassination. Seconds before the President of the United States is to make a speech in Salamanca, Spain, he's shot dead by a sniper's bullet. But the president isn't dead at all, and I'm not giving anything away that isn't perfectly clear in the trailer. Then what is the real crime? Well, beating up on the audience with essentially the same sequence of events from eight characters' points of view, none of them adding much more than deafening hysteria and identically dreadful music. The filmmakers seem to have missed the point that each reenactment in Rashomon provides new and conflicting information. It makes you wonder if they studied the wrong movie. Maybe they rented Rush Hour or a video on Rosh Hashanah. The president is played by William Hurt. Dennis Quaid and Matthew Fox are Secret Service agents protecting him. Forrest Whitaker is an American tourist with a camcorder in his hand, and Sigourney Weaver is a TV producer with a battery of cameras at her disposal. She's the luckiest of the four because she has the least screen time, but lucky is a relative term. The movie manages, against all odds, to make every one of these terrific actors look bad and to make all of its endless chases look graceless. The film wouldn't be worth belaboring if it weren't so heavily promoted and at the same time devoid of content. Vantage Point is above contempt, but not all that far. Charlie Bartlett is a smart, bright comedy that makes a mostly delightful mockery of our pill-popping culture with a precocious young hero who both pops pills and pushes them. He's played by Anton Yelchin as a rich, over-medicated candide in high school, a public high school where he's been sent after getting himself kicked out of a fancy private school for forging IDs. Charlie's drug of choice is Ritalin, but the choice is his psychiatrist's, and his stash of the stuff becomes so copious that he starts sharing it, along with other under-the-counter compounds, with his schoolmates. Soon he's functioning as a one-man mental health clinic and treating his own need to be admired by dispensing therapy along with the pills in the boys' room. And the film is functioning as a high-wire act that can be very funny. It was directed by John Pohl and written by Gustin Nash. The cinematographer was the excellent Paul Sarasi. Charlie is a charming, optimistic character who evokes, among others, Ferris Bueller and Max Fisher, the wunderkind of Rushmore. At times, the film also echoes Harold and Maude. Some of these similarities are too close for comfort, but Charlie Bartlett is still a distinctive debut feature, and the delicacy of Anton Yelchin's comic performance makes it easy to believe that Charlie's classmates believe in his quiet wisdom. The cast includes Hope Davis at her witty, radiant best as Charlie's languorous and libidinous mother, Robert Downey Jr. as the school's bibulous principal, and Kat Dennings as his daughter. Her bedroom looks like the inside of Peter Max's memory bank. When the high wire goes slack, it's because the script has turned earnest or didactic, and things that went hilarious wrong are made tidily right. That's no tragedy, though. The movie as a whole is a sweet pill to swallow. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the Wall Street Journal's movie critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.